Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Are you chasing returns and you don't even know it? That's the topic for today's Dollars and Cents. You know, normally we think chasing returns is chasing the hot investment. And we think of that as, when we say hot investment, hey, it's an asset class, or it's, you know, it's large cap U.S. stocks, or it's small cap international stocks, or it's, you're chasing energy or something. But what about the types of funds that you're using? Are you using managed mutual funds? Are you using unmanaged index funds, ETFs? Could that be a version of chasing returns? Early mid part of last year, I think late first quarter, early second quarter, I talked about this a lot, in a couple of shows, is that there were record numbers really last year of funds that were moving out of managed mutual funds and moving into passively managed index funds. Because, you know, they just track the index, they have lower fees. So there's a lot of people that sell the fact that, oh, well, you're lowering the fee, you're tracking the market. Oh, in the long haul, most mutual funds can't match the market overall, so just buy the market or an index in small cap stocks to cover small cap stocks as an example. I've argued that you should be doing both of those things because there's advantages and disadvantages to both managed funds and passive index funds. But the bottom line is, last year, record numbers were going into index funds, because guess what? The last two or three years, index funds have done the best. And you know what? That's usually what we see in good markets. It's kind of like being out on the lake and I raise my sails and I've got the wind behind me, and the winds just take me where I want to go. I don't really have to do much. That's passive investing. And when I got a lot of wind behind me and the markets are strong, which they have been for the most part the last 3 or 4 years, really 10 years, they typically do real well. But what about when we have choppy waters, headwinds, we're going into the wind, we got to row, I got to be more actively engaged. And the stock market's volatility over the last 8 months in September has generally favored actively managed investment strategies in a switch from passive strategies, generally stronger performance in recent years. But yet what happened? At the end of this nice, robust market, we finally are getting record numbers going into index funds, but then now we've got choppier waters, and the managed funds are doing better. So I would compare this to chasing returns. We're trying to chase the hot thing, and I relate that to driving down the interstate. You're on I-40. Let's say you're in West Knoxville on I-40. It's rush hour. There's three lanes of traffic. You're in the middle lane, and it is stop and go, bumper to bumper. And you're stop and go, and you look over to the left lane, and the left lane is steadily moving while you're stop and go. What do? Well, I don't know about you, but I know what I do. I get over in the left lane. So you get over in the left lane, and then what happens? That lane stops, and then the middle lane starts going again, right? We've all experienced that. That's what chasing returns does. We're always trying to jump around based on the hot thing, and then it bogs down. We're doing it at the wrong time because we're doing it when things are hot. And we're doing it at peaks of those things. And that doesn't have any relation to what may happen in the future. So don't get me wrong. There are advantages to index funds. But you know what? There are also advantages to managed mutual funds. And, you know, why not use all of that stuff? It kills me when I hear people on the radio, even, and on the news, talking about, oh, only do passive management, only do index funds. Well, there's advantages to managed funds, too. Let's consider all of that stuff. The biggest thing is, don't be jumping around from one thing to another based on a sales pitch. There are strategies that work over the long haul. We can protect income in the short term with our income plan in retirement, get our risk monies focused on the long term, use proven strategies with diversification where you're not just chasing the hot thing.